In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. What does the Bible say? It says that you are loved with an everlasting love through the power of the crucified, risen Savior. You know, it's hard to believe that no matter what we've done, we are forgiven when we go to confession. We are absolutely forgiven, and it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us. You see, I know a woman who just died, and she was a saint of God. They had a ministry in the Bronx caring for the poorest of the poor. They've done it for years and years and years. She often would take a big crucifix, and she'd have a sign, "I'll pray with you." Lynn, I believe, is with the Lord right now. She is with the Lord. Lynn Shearing, with the Lord. Yes, they have the ministry, and that ministry is powerful. It cares for the poorest of the poor. It cares for the poorest of the poor. You might be poor today, poor in your spirit. God is for you. Who can be against you? You might be poor today, feeling that there's no hope for you. But I tell you, Jesus is your hope. He takes the hopeless and he makes them filled with hope. I remember a lady that I was speaking at a conference or in a church many, many years ago before I was a priest. This lady had a smile that just was catchy. So at the end of the service, I said, "Where'd you get that smile?" She said, "I always didn't have it. I used to be depressed. But I prayed to the Lord that if he would make me smile and take my depression, I'd tell people that Jesus Christ put the smile on my face." I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. I wonder if she's still living. I have no idea. This happened near Plymouth many, many years ago. Let me tell you today that if you were the only one, Jesus would have died for you. If I were the only one, Jesus would have died for me. But he not only died, but he was buried and raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And you know what? I want to tell you, if you are tormented, torment is never of God. It's of the devil. He torments the people of God, not Jesus. Jesus says, "Forgiven, not guilty. You have been washed clean in my blood. Forgiven, not guilty." I'm looking at the second chapter of 1 Peter. "Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice, all guile, all insincerity, all envy, all slander." Rid yourself. Do not be insincere. Do not be envious or jealous. Do not slander people. No, that's not of God. You are to be like newborn infants who long for pure spiritual milk. Oh yes, the pure spiritual milk that comes from the cross. Oh yes, it's in the blood of Jesus. This morning, I partook of the blood of Jesus. I said to the Lord, "Just one drop of this blood is enough to save me and the world. One drop of this blood." Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. "So that by it you may grow into salvation." Not only are we saved, we grow into salvation. "If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good." Ah, yes. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes. Not think and wonder, but taste and see that the Lord is good. I'll never forget, it was a Pentecost morning. I was a deacon, and I picked up this man to take him to a halfway house for drinking. And I said, before you leave, let me pray with you. He was a Muslim. And I prayed with him. He said, I feel the presence. I said, it's the presence of Jesus. I feel the presence. It's the presence of Jesus. I'll never forget, I was on my way to St. Anne's in Gloucester as a seminarian, and there was someone who wanted a ride. He was hitchhiking, and I picked him up. And I got scared because he was fishing in a bag, and I was thinking, this guy has a gun and he's going to kill me. But anyway, I told him that I was a seminarian and I was a Christian and I believed in Jesus Christ and I pray. He says, I've never prayed in my life. So we stopped and we prayed that Jesus would come into his heart. We stopped and we prayed that Jesus would forgive his sins. We stopped and we prayed that he would know and taste and see that the Lord is good. I'll never forget it. I never forget it. Oh yes, these things God allows to happen as we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. I tell you, I'm glad I'm on radio because I can speak to you today as if you're the only one that's listening to me. That you're the only one listening to me. And I want to tell you how loved you are. You might say, I don't feel loved. Well, you know what? I don't feel loved either right now, but I am loved. The scripture says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. Do you know who you belong to today? Do you know that you belong to God? Do you know you belong to Jesus? I remember Anthony. He came to me with cancer of the liver. He had never been to church. We prayed the sinner's prayer, and the power of God came upon him. He looked like a little altar boy filled with the God's grace. It was beautiful. And you know what? It was weeks later that he died. Thank God that God, the Good Shepherd, was looking for Anthony so that Anthony would be with him in heaven. I'm telling you, God does these things. God does these things if we are open to them. If we are, oh, I'm talking to you today. You're saying, Father, I think you're talking to me. I am. I'm talking to you today. That there is a promise from the Lord that he is in control and he loves you. Do you realize that God is in control? Oh, you don't have to be in control anymore because the Lord is in control. He's in control of this crazy, crazy world. He doesn't miss a trick. He knows what's happening. He knows what's happening, and he's in control. Come to him, Jesus, a living stone, though rejected by men, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. Yes, he is the living stone. And like living stones, you and me, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house on the living stone to be holy priesthood and offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. What is the sacrifice we can offer to God? That we give him our bodies as living sacrifices of praise. That we give him our lives as living sacrifices of praise. For it stands in Scripture, see, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious. That's Jesus. He's the cornerstone. He's the living stone. Oh, I want to be built up into him. I want to be next to him, that stone that is next to him. And whoever believes in him and whoever believes in Jesus will not be put to shame. Do you believe in Jesus today? Have you been saved by faith and baptism? Does God occupy the center of your life? Oh, hallelujah. To you then who believe, he is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head stone of the corner. Who are the ones that rejected him? He came unto his own, the Jewish people, and his own received him not. But as to as many as received him, Jesus, he gave the power to become children of God. Hallelujah. Do you receive Jesus today in faith? I tell you, we are saved by grace through faith, and not of works, lest any man boast, but we ought to have works, so that we who are saved are doing the right things. I tell you about Lynn, who went for years and years. The ministry is called Lamp Ministries, and they shed light wherever they went. Now they're continuing. Her husband continues with Mary Beth and her husband, and there are lamp ministers that come and live with them and bring the gospel to people who do not know Jesus and bring food to the hungry. Yes, to the hungry. You see, if you're saved, you've got to show yourself saved. A stone that makes them stumble, yes. Jesus is the cornerstone that makes many people stumble, especially the Jewish people. Don't stumble over Jesus. Accept him. Give him your life. Tell him that you are desperate for him. Oh, yes. I tell the Lord very often, I'm desperate for you. I need you. I cannot do without you. I am desperate for you. A stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. Oh, that's too bad. This is the time of the Gentiles, but there will be a time when the Jews will come by grace into the kingdom of heaven through Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, that's what it tells us in Romans 9, 10, and 11, that the Jews will come. The Jews will come, and they will receive Jesus as their own Lord and Savior. Are you Jewish today? Are you one of the chosen people of God? Well, become really chosen and give Jesus your life, because he's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. But you are a chosen race, you who believe in the Lord. You're a chosen race. You're a royal priesthood. You realize you're a royal priesthood through baptism and faith? A holy nation. You belong to a holy nation, and you are part of that holy nation. God's own people. Yes, you belong to God. You are God's own people. God's own person. A holy nation. God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You have been called out of darkness into the light of Jesus Christ. I remember many years ago, I was not a priest, I was a seminarian, and I picked up somebody who tempted me to go and sin with him. He said, I'm going to a place, and I want you to come. There's sin, and good things are happening in sin. I said, I am a Christian. I will not go with you. I let him out, and I never saw the person again. He wanted to tempt me to go to these people and sin with them. No, no. No, I'm a new creation. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. That does not mean that I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. I am who I am in Christ. I am who I am in the blood of Jesus. Let's continue. In order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness. What are the mighty acts of him? He died for us. He was buried for us. And he rose from the dead for us. And he called us to be into his marvelous light. He is, God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Once you were not a people, that's right, before you belonged to Jesus, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy through the blood of Jesus. I don't know how many people preach about the blood, but I do. I remember talking to a man who was on radio, And I said, you don't preach the blood. He says, you preach it enough for both of us. I said, we're saved by the blood of Jesus. He just went on to say that he was the resurrection and the life. I said, you're deceived. He said, ask my wife. I said, she's deceived too. It is Jesus who is the resurrection and the life, not anyone else. It is Jesus who cleanses us from sin by the blood that he shed on the cross. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the desires of the flesh that wage against the spirit. Oh yes, the desires of the flesh. It's more than sexual. You know, it's slander, it's greed, it's the things that we've mentioned, jealousy, it's envy. No, conduct yourselves honorably among the Gentiles, so that though they malign you as evildoers, they may see your honorable deeds and glorify God when he comes to judge. I tell you, people do take notice of us, what we are doing, how we are living, how we give to the poor. People do take notice of us. I said, if that's what it means to be a Christian like him, he's drunk weekends, that's not what I want. You know, no one's perfect. No one's perfect. Only God is perfect. But we need to know that he has made us his own people by the shedding of his precious blood. Do you know that today? Do you know that you are God's people? You're a holy priesthood. You're a people set apart. Do you know that today? That God has a plan for you. You say, I'm too old, I'm too sick. No, no, no. God has a plan for you. You need to work out that plan in faith. You need to work out that plan in faith. People who are in bed and just, they say, well, what can I do? You can pray. You can pray. You're too old? No, you're never too old. I remember going to a house when I was a seminarian, and I said to the woman, do you love Jesus? She said, I never prayed in my life, and I'm 90, and I'm too old for that. I said, you're not old, dear. You're just a kid before God. God is infinite. And she asked Jesus that day to come into her heart. Oh, yes, these are the things that God does if we let him do it. For the Lord's sake, accept the authority of every human institution. Not Hitler, though. Whether of the emperor as supreme, or governors as sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to praise those who do right. I tell you, our government is not right. It kills children. And you know what? I do not have to be for that. I'm against that they take the lives of unborn children and they kill them from the womb. Oh no, I will not be subject to a governor like that. I will not be subject to a mayor like that. No, my conscience says that I will be subject to Jesus Christ, and that I will be subject to him, and I will be subject, yes, to the president and to the governors, but not in everything, especially in killing people. No, I'm not subject to people who are for the killing of the unborn. For it is God's will that by doing right, you should silence the ignorance of the foolish. Yes. We as Christians need to be seen that we are doing right and that we are doing what God calls us to do. As servants of God, live as free people. For freedom, Christ has set you free. Don't cling to anything that holds you and makes you a prisoner. For freedom, Christ has set you free. Don't go back to unfreedom. We are free indeed through the blood of Jesus. Yet do not use your freedom as a pretext for evil. That's right. Use your freedom as a pretext for good. Yes. Honor everyone. Love the family of believers. Oh yes, I love the people who love Jesus. Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, Pentecostals. I love those people. If they love Jesus, they are my brothers and sisters. They might not be Catholic, but I know that they are my brothers and sisters because they love Jesus and they give their lives to Jesus. I tell you, I am not going to say my only brothers and sisters are Catholic. No, I don't believe that. I believe that all those who love Jesus and honor him, they are my brothers, they are my sisters, they are my friends, yes, because they have given their lives to Jesus. Have you? Honor the emperor or the president, yes, honor him. Pray for him that he would do good and not evil. Pray for the president that he would do good and not evil, that he would make agreements with those that belong to heaven and not those that belong to hell. Honor the Holy Father, who is the head, visible head of the church today. The head of the church is Jesus Christ. The visible head is Peter and his successors, yes. And one of the successors happens to be Pope Francis. Pray for Pope Francis that he makes right decisions. Pray for Pope Francis that God lead him. Oh yes, pray for him, because he's imperfect like me. Slaves, accept the authority of your masters. Thank God we don't have slaves anymore. With all difference, not only those who are kind and gentle, but to those who are harsh. For it is of credit to you, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that to you? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. Jesus was crucified, and he did nothing but right. He did nothing but good. He did nothing but bless people. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you. I'm telling you, the suffering that God calls us to endure is the suffering of persecution. Persecuted for the love of Jesus, persecuted for the love of Christ, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, that's for sure, and no deceit was found in his mouth, that's Jesus, yes. And when he was abused, he did not return abuse, that's right. When he suffered, he did not threaten, that's right. But he entrusted himself to the Father. He entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body. Yes, on the cross he bore our sins. And not only did he bear our sins, that he took us. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus on the cross, so that free from sins we might live for righteousness. By his stripes you have been healed. Alleluia. By his stripes you were healed. That's in the past. We were healed where? By his stripes on his back, by the cross of Jesus, by his blood we have been healed. But now you have returned to the shepherd, Jesus, and guardian of your souls. Amen. Have you returned to Jesus? You said, I backslide. Well, you know, it's time to repent. It's time to give yourself again to Jesus Christ. It's time to say, oh God, I want to be part of the royal priesthood, part of the holy nation. I want to be part of your children, Father. Oh, Father, I have sinned. I backslid. So I surrender again to Jesus Christ, that he would come into my life and wash me clean of all sin. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You know the biggest revelation there is? There is one God, and I'm not He. Oh no, I'm not He, but I belong to Him through the blood of the Lamb. There is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and I am not He. I don't need to pretend to be God and have everything in control, but I am not He. But I belong to the royal priesthood, the people of the set apart, the royal nations. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.